I could have your attention in the media center. We will now continue on with today's NASCAR Camping World Truck Series media availability. And we're joined by our race-winning team for the 20th running of UNOH 175. We have Christopher Bell, driver of the number 4 Sirius XM Toyota for KBM. And we have crew chief Rudy Fugel and team owner Kyle Busch. We're going to start with you, Christopher. Your 5th win of this season, but most importantly, you start the playoffs with a victory and punch your ticket into the next round. How big of a victory was this for you today?
Yeah, it was really, really big to be able to win the first race, and now we can be more aggressive at Vegas and especially Talladega and try and win the race compared to how I did it last year and just kind of had to take my 5th through 8th place finishes and move on. So it's just a credit to Rudy and Kyle and everyone on this group of team that I got, man. They've been the team to beat for several years now, and with multiple different drivers. And it's a different driver every year, and the results are the same every year. So it's just a credit to Rudy and how well he can get his trucks driving. And yeah, so I'm the lucky guy to be in the seat.
Yeah, Rudy, he brought up a great point. You had this success last year, able to do this with the Ford truck. Could you please walk us through how you're able to do that with multiple drivers coming into that car, going into that truck, and then moving on to that next round?
It's not easy, but it's the answer is just the people, best race team, best owners, best manufacturer. Toyota, best manufacturer for sure, and all the help they give us, great sponsors, and then every one of the drivers have been special, including Christopher. So they're all a little bit different, but they're all special. And then this race team is just really good at making every which one of our drivers feel like they're the driver of our team and just getting used to what their different niches are and making it happen. So proud to be the leader of this team and company.
Kyle, how satisfying was it for you to see the way Christopher drove, particularly in that final stage, to take that lead and then to close the deal?
Yeah, it was a good hard-fought battle there with Ryan up there, and we know how good those guys have been here as of late. And, with Christopher being patient and being able to work his way past Ryan was really good, obviously, for our team, and being able to score the victory and getting these guys to victory lane, getting our Toyota into victory lane for everybody at KBM. So, it's nice to see, the Christopher and Rudy and the ability that they both have together. Obviously, as they mentioned, it's a really strong group. And I'd like to think that all three teams are strong teams. Just always the veteran driver is taking the lead and being able to push ourselves even harder and make our equipment even better and getting ourselves into victory lane each week. So, like Christopher said, it's going to be cool to see these guys go to Vegas and not hold back and give it everything they got and then on to Talladega.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll start here with Rob, and we'll go to Jerry and then to Phil.
Rob Tionkson of thepodiumfinish.net. My first question goes to Christopher and to Rudy. It seems like, whoever's in the Kyle Busch Motorsports truck, they just have a wealth of notes. They have the ability to attack this track so well. But how gratifying was it, to get the win today? Because I know, Christopher, you came pretty close last year to making a statement here.
Yeah, I think a lot of our success over the last 2 years is due to the fact that we came here and tested, I don't remember what it was, last August or whatever, before the race. So that was huge. Whenever we tested and came back for the race, myself and Rudy's truck were the two best trucks all weekend long, and we ran 1-2, I'm pretty sure, all race. So, and then it showed again today. The 18 was really strong, the 51 was really strong, and we were obviously really good again too. So that test last year really, really, really has helped us here. And to win is always great.
Yeah, I agree. Our flat track program is really good, and our mile program is good. And then that test was huge for us. So we found some things that we've been able to keep. It's sad that we're not coming back here next year. Maybe they can make it a triple header somehow soon. We can come back and keep winning.
My last question goes to Kyle Busch. You've been a really good contributor to the sport of NASCAR, not only with your success, but as a team owner. So to see your teams thrive, how promising is that for you to know that the drivers you've recruited over the years is contributing to the well-being of our sport?
Yeah, it's obviously really cool because the neat opportunity that we have to be able to produce drivers like that is through good equipment, through great partners with Toyota and TRD and everybody that gives us all the resources to do so. And being with smart people and having those good drivers get the job done behind the wheel. You've gotten, I don't know what it is, 4 or 5 of them going to be in Cup next year that have come through the KBM development program, essentially. So It's a good program to be a part of, and it's a strong one at that. So we just hope to be able to continue that role going into the future.
Jerry.
Christopher, obviously yesterday we talked about you being the favorite in the playoffs here when you guys were up here. But what left? You say you're going to take more chances. What's left? You won all three stages here. You won the race, you know. Is Kyle going to open up the secret, you know, secret book and give you some something? How are you going to take more chances when you're out there dominating like you are?
I can answer that. Their race in a couple of weeks in Vegas is the test session for the Spring Vegas race that I'm racing in, so they better get it right.
Well, I think the biggest thing is whenever we go to – I don't really know how the stages play out, but – a lot of the places we go to, you can pit before the stage and give up your points in order to better your chances at winning the race later, and that's what I was referring to.
Phil?
Thank you. Hi, Phil Allen, way of Front Stretch. Christopher, just got to ask, you had a great battle with Ryan Truex in the final stage there. It seemed like the two of you were evenly matched. Was it just waiting? Did you just need to wait for Ryan to make a mistake in order to get by? Was it lap traffic, or were you able to just muscle it through?
Well, the reason why I couldn't just drive by was because of the air. But it ultimately took a mistake on him or me getting him to give me a lane on the top to keep air on my nose. But the thing is that the track is so flat, and you're carrying a lot of speed. So anytime you get tucked up behind someone, you just get really tight. So I could kind of maintain behind him, but I could never get a run on exit to drive up beside him. And then I kept showing him nose down, and then he kept migrating lower and lower and lower, trying to pinch me. And then one time I got a clean lane around the top and was able to get a run and dive underneath of him, getting into three.
All right, thank you.
Go to Terrell.
Terrell Covey, Portsmouth Herald. This is a question for Kyle. You guys and your teams have had such success here, with it being the first round of the playoffs for the trucks. Having that shift to another track in the future, you know, do you guys? Is it kind of disappointing to lose this race as the first step in the playoffs for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you lose a track that's been really, really good for your team, especially in the playoffs, and the way this place has been good for us over the years. I won a couple races here, I believe, years ago, and these guys came here and found some more a couple years ago too. So then, you know, we've just seemed to have a stranglehold here, which has been nice for our company and nice for when you get to the playoffs that you're able to come here and score a victory and move on to the next round. So that's the part of the sport. You know, there's change of the sport, so that's why I'm telling them we gotta figure out Las Vegas and be able to be better there for next year and what all is going to happen in the future. So. It's good that these guys have kind of punched their ticket. That gives them the opportunity to go out there and learn some things and develop some things that can really help us for the future places. You know, we don't have much opportunity to test, so the more we can use these race weekends when Christopher or even Noah or whoever has a win, then that'll help.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory. Safe travels to Las Vegas.